Incidental catch of halibut, salmon, and crab was down across all fisheries and almost all gear types during the week ending October 19th. Halibut mortality rose slightly in the pot fishery targeting sablefish from 904 pounds the previous week to 2,227 pounds. In all other fisheries, it dropped, adding up to 151,000 pounds. Just under 147,000 pounds of that came from the non-pelagic or bottom trawl sector. Area 630 in the central Gulf of Alaska south of Homer accounted for half of that total and is currently well in the lead for highest bycatch across all reporting areas, with 1.6 million pounds to date in 2019. The commercial IFQ longline fleet, whose season is winding down to its end date of November 14th, landed 252,000 pounds of halibut during the comparable week ending October 22nd. Salmon bycatch hit its lowest point in months, with just 453 Chinook and 484 non-Chinook salmon recorded by onboard observers across all fisheries. Bycatch of king, baird eye, and tanner crab fell as well, from around 50,000 the previous week to just over 37,000 during this period. Around one quarter of those crab were caught by non-pelagic trawlers fishing for bottom pollock in Area 630. For KBBI, I'm Jeff Lockwood.